Ex-Tinder CEO cancels speech at anti-Semitic cesspool at Penn. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 18, 2023. Former Tinder CEO Ellie Seidman canceled his speech at University of Pennsylvania next month, calling the school an anti-Semitic cesspool, adding that a change in leadership is necessary at the university. "I was supposed to speak at Penn in late November. I'm canceling," Seidman wrote. "Penn needs to ensure that it is a safe and hospitable place for Jewish students, not an anti-Semitic cesspool. A change in leadership is necessary at this point." Seidman is reacting to the public displays of anti-Israel, pro-Palestine sentiments at UPenn in the wake of the mass murder of Jews in Israel by the Palestinian terror group Hamas, which left more than 1,300 Israelis dead, and also involved rape, beheadings, bodies being set on fire, and kidnappings. The former Tinder CEO is not the only one to have this reaction. As Breitbart News reported, UPenn lost both a major donor and a board member over allegations of anti-Semitism amid the Israel-Hamas war. John Huntsman, former U.S. ambassador and a major donor to the university, revealed that he will no longer fund the school, citing its silence in the face of the horrific terrorist attack. Additionally, Apollo Global Management CEO Mark Rowan, a prominent donor to university, reacted by calling on UPenn President Liz McGill to resign for her response to the rising tide of anti-Semitism on campus. "It took less than 2 weeks to go from the Palestine Rights Literary Festival on UPenn's campus to the barbaric slaughter and kidnapping of Israelis," Rowan wrote. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.